Com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, expecting mostly sunny skies with high temperatures working up into the upper 80s. We'll have our winds from the south and southwest. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 60. Still dry, sunny weather conditions into your Tuesday with a high in the low to mid 80s, but a chance for showers and storms Wednesday, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently at 62.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Labette County Sheriff's Office has called in the KBI after an officer-involved shooting Saturday in Mound Valley. The KBI says about 8:45 Saturday evening, two deputies responded to a 911 call reporting a shooting during a domestic incident. Arriving officers encountered a 40-year-old white male with a gun in the driveway outside a home. It's believed both deputies fired at the suspect. KTV reports the KBI continues to investigate the exact details, which led the deputies to firing their weapons. Lawmakers and animal welfare advocates holding up a bill increasing fees on pet stores, breeders, and kennels in an effort to also pass more stringent oversight of breeders. House and Senate negotiators couldn't agree last week on a bill increasing fees and oversight. At issue is a measure to allow surprise inspections of breeders, a move supporters say would help address puppy mills that mistreat animals. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, pros can save up to 20% on bulk price shingles or up to 30% on bulk price insulation. If you're buying a lot of either one, those are some pretty hefty savings. But we don't stop there. With next day job site delivery, you won't have to wait long or choose in-store pickup, and you won't have to wait at all. Save a whole lot of time and money with bulk pricing on shingles and insulation. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details. U.S. and Guam only.
The Kansas Associated Press reporting this morning that Wichita officials expect to spend between $7 and $10 million to prepare for hosting a weekend of NCAA tournament basketball games next spring. The Wichita Eagle reporting that the city and county planning to tackle a list of projects before the fans and basketball teams arrive. A Kansas native trying to add a 10,000-mile bike trip to her list of latest adventures, this time in the name of the Monarch Butterfly. The Kansas City Star reports the 32-year-old Sarah Dickman is now trying to add another 10,000-mile bike trip to her list of adventures. Dickman, formerly of Johnson County, is 2,200 miles into her trek, meant to draw attention to monarch butterflies and their dwindling habitat. Sunshine will continue through the start of this week, but rain and possibility of severe weather forecast for Kansas by midweek. Mid-America Network News.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts' tax package failed this year, but some advocates and senators say they still hope to salvage property tax legislation in the session's final days. Senators say Ricketts' tax proposal faltered because it focused too much on the income tax. The bill died last week when supporters fell 6 votes short of the 33 needed to overcome a filibuster. Some lawmakers are trying to craft a plan that focuses primarily on property taxes. This year's free fishing and park entry day in Nebraska, scheduled for the 20th of this month. On that day, people can enjoy a Saturday of fishing or state park activities without the need to obtain fishing or park entry permits for the day. You can visit the website outdoornebraska.org and check the online calendar for more details. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday heard an update from the county health nurse noting as many as 25 cases of mumps over the past 2 months. Some 45 incidents have been investigated, and efforts to contain the outbreak include a third dose of vaccine for those in close contact, including school officials and students with parental permission. Plans are to allow parents an opportunity to receive an extra dose as well. A majority of the mumps cases confirmed have been related to the Marysville Junior Senior High. Plans to allow bids for trash hauling with a May 30th bid opening were announced. A local trucking firm had previously requested consideration, which was denied after insurance concerns were raised. Those issues have been remedied, and the plan is to consider the option of hauling to Beatrice, which is seeking additional commercial clients. County Sanitarian Marlene Stom requested that Marshall County join Washington, Clay, and Riley counties in funding her position as full-time with health benefits. Concern with county liability was expressed regarding a request by Rich Rockwell to install lights and a siren on a personal vehicle, which he requested to better respond to fire calls. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and discussed cardboard recycling efforts coordinated by the Environmental and Solid Waste Department. Concern with cost was countered with the anticipated cost of disposing of cardboard if hauled as trash. No immediate decision was made. A countywide public meeting on solid waste disposal and recycling has been scheduled for May 18th at 6 p.m. at the FNB Meeting Room in Washington. Further improvements on B Street in Washington were recently discussed at a joint meeting of commissioners and city council members. Both parties expressed a desire to move forward, but the city indicated that funding would not be available until next year. Three phases of improvements were initially drafted, with work completed on the intersection near the shortstop to accommodate additional truck traffic. B Street is a connecting link between U.S. 36 Highway and Quivira Road, a county road that extends north of the city limits. Both city and county pledged to include budget consideration in upcoming plans for 2018. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a health advisory to residents living along the Big Blue River from Marysville South to Tuttle Creek Lake. The advisory is being issued due to a force main break in Marysville that's caused sewage to flow into a tributary of the Big Blue River north of Highway 36 Bridge at the west edge of Marysville. KDHE advises individuals to have no contact with the Big Blue River at this location until further notice. Residents are also advised to keep their pets from making contact with the water. KDHE will continue to monitor the situation. An update will be sent once the advisory is lifted.
Norma Jane E. Musil, age 89, of Blue Rapids, passed away May the 3rd. Funeral service 11 a.m. this morning at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery. Terry Christie, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Norma Musil. Eleanor Meninga, age 88, of Summerfield, passed away May the 3rd. Service 2 p.m. this afternoon at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Summerfield Cemetery. Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Elmer Meninga. David H. Detke, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for David Detke. Check of the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for today. Chicken strips, cheesy potato and muffin, yams and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, macaroni and cheese, a wheat roll, Malibu blend, pears, and cake. Check of a school and community calendar. North Central Kansas League Golf at Concordia this afternoon. It is Kiwanis Radio Day here at KNDY. Join the Marysville Kiwanis Club members as they're on the air live this afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock into the evening hours, reading advertisements solicited from local merchants as one of their major fundraisers for local projects of the Marysville Kiwanis Club. Kiwanis Radio Day begins this afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 1570, FM 94.1. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Expecting dry and mostly sunny weather conditions across the area for today, with those temperatures still running above average for this time of year, expecting those highs to reach up into the upper part of the 80s, where we should be closer to the lower 70s as far as those average high temperatures are concerned, and still expecting lots of sunshine, above average temps even into your Tuesday as well, still approaching the low to mid 80s. A chance for showers and storms, though, returning to the forecast looking at your Wednesday, as a frontal boundary begins to edge in from the northwest. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, expecting mostly sunny skies with high temperatures working up into the upper 80s. We'll have our winds from the south and southwest. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 60. Still dry, sunny weather conditions into your Tuesday with a high in the low to mid 80s, but a chance for showers and storms Wednesday, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-May, 73. Record high on this date, 94 in 1934. The average low, 51. The record low is 32 in 1989. Sunset this evening, 8:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:15. Sunny skies, 62 degrees with a light south wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 8th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Congratulations, AXED Illegal graduates of 2017 from Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, the Nemaha County Co-ops, State Bank of Axtell, Blue Valley Telecommunications, and Barry Bussing Construction. Commencement exercises Saturday at 11 in the Axtell High School Gymnasium. Graduates include Anna Bussing, Nicholas Bussing, Burke Dieters, Dorothy Fulton, Janessa Gilbertson, Patricia Hyman, Caden Holthouse, Trenton Heaneyhock, Madeline Kuckelman, Paige Meninga, Cheyenne Perry, Sierra Perry, Anna Porting, Emily Runnebaum, Michael Schell, and Oliver Schmitz. A salute to the seniors and the graduates of Axtell High School from Barry Bussing Construction, Blue Valley Telecommunications, State Bank of Axtell, the Nemaha County Co-ops, and Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric.
game for the ages at Wrigleyville. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. It was a marathon of a game between the Yankees and Cubs.
Pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. The throw home is wide. The run scores!
On WFAN, New York wins 5-4 in 18 innings. The two teams combined for 48 strikeouts, the most in MLB history. Houston gets back on track against San Antonio.
Lou Williams, the inbounds in the left-hand corner to Harden. On Simmons, shoots the three. Oh!
On KBME, the Rockets win big, 125-104. Washington takes care of business at home thanks to a 26-0 run in the third. Wizards coach Scott Brooks says that may have been their best stretch of basketball.
Defensively, we were in the right position. We made some adjustments at the half. We didn't make silly mistakes that we made early in the game, and it pays off.
Washington wins 121-102. In the NHL, Edmonton was facing elimination against Anaheim, but an offensive onslaught extends their season.
Chevy bumps it back to Lucic, cutting behind the net, in front, Draisaitl, backhander score! 2-0 Edmonton!
On 6:30 CHED, the Oilers score 5 in the first and win 7-1 over the Ducks. Back to baseball, Oakland walked off against Detroit on Saturday. Sunday was no different.
Rodriguez, the kick, it's on the way, and it's swung on a high fly ball left field. Upton going back, at the track, he's right to the wall, turning, he will watch, gone, and the A's have won it.
On KGMZ, the Athletics win 5-6. The Marlins one-hit the Mets.
Giancarlo drills the ball high into the air to left field. It's a no-doubter. It's into the first row of the upper deck, and it is up, up, and away.
On WINZ, Giancarlo Stanton hits 2 home runs for Miami. They win 7-0. The Mets suspended the pitcher Matt Harvey for 3 games for violating undisclosed team rules. Harvey was scheduled to pitch Sunday. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Congratulations, Centralia Panther graduates of 2017. From Blue Valley Telecommunications, First Heritage Bank, and Souther Building Supplies. Commencement exercises Saturday at 1:30 at the Centralia High School gym. Seniors include Riley Arnold, Caitlin Becker, Sierra Becker, Madison Beckman, Sadie Boyce, Jerome Chilson, Alec Durier, Jason Gore, Brianna Hazenkamp, Cassidy Hoffler, Colin Holthouse, Haley Holthouse, Reagan Hiskey, Brian Johnson, Sadie Jones, Kendra Cook, Levi Cook, Stephen LeBlanc, McKenna Leager, Tristan Mead, Kobe Rumbo, Jared Schmitz, and Nathaniel Steinlogge. A salute to the seniors in the graduating class of 2017 of Centralia High School from Souther Building Supplies, First Heritage Bank, and Blue Valley Telecommunications.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Farm Group representatives know an example of having the Secretary of Agriculture in office and providing advice from an ag perspective. Rod Bain with more.
The timing last week of both the arrival of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue into office and the Trump administration's decision to move forward on renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement was not lost on the ag sector. As Chuck Connor of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives explains.
In that particular circumstance, I think Secretary Perdue was able to demonstrate the importance of agricultural trade in general, but specifically to the NAFTA countries, and that has obviously had a huge impact on the future direction.
And Leslie McNitt of the National Corn Growers Association and others believe it wasn't just what the Agriculture Secretary said, but that he was present and active in providing counsel to the president.
We were thrilled that as the president was convening his cabinet and his top advisors to make a decision on trade last week, that he had Secretary Perdue's perspective, because Secretary Perdue really understands why American agriculture is so important to trade and why trade has been so important to American agriculture.
I'm Rod Bain reporting.
The National Farmers Union calling on the U.S. Senate to reject the House-passed American Health Care Act. NFU says the act will cause millions of Americans to lose their health care, lessen protections for those with pre-existing conditions, and adversely affect family farmers and rural Americans. NFU President Roger Johnson expressing disappointment in the House passage of the bill, saying many of the issues from the original legislation approved by NFU in March still exist in the bill. Those issues include a cap to Medicaid based on subsidies on age. Johnson said, House leadership has made the legislation worse by providing even fewer protections for family farmers and rural Americans. Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. At the halfway point of the 2017 fiscal year, the pace of United States agricultural exports is picking up. We get that story from Gary Crawford.
After three straight month-to-month declines in U.S. agricultural exports,
things are trending up.
USDA trade economist Bright Cook, the latest complete numbers are for March, showing $12.4 billion worth of ag export sales, up $1 billion from February, and that leaves U.S. exports for the first half of this fiscal year 15% higher than the first half of last year. Total exports, $77.5 billion. Once again, Cook says bulk items leading the way.
Wheat, for instance, has grown 25% this fiscal year. Corn has grown up to 59% more in value terms than last fiscal year, and soybeans have grown 23% in value terms.
And cotton export value up 108%. Actual shipments, wheat up 35%, corn 64%, soybeans 11%, cotton 89%. But it's not just grains and cotton doing better. Red meat exports are bringing in 20% more money than a year ago. Dairy, 14% more. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, seven of the largest school districts in the United States will not relax school meal standards that Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced changes to last week. Seven school districts organized as the Urban School Food Alliance, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, Miami-Dade County, Florida, Orange County of Orlando, Florida, and Broward County of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, will continue to reduce sodium levels, increase the percentage of whole grain-rich foods to 100%, and serve only non-fat flavored milk rather than 1% milk. Schools have a combined enrollment of 3.1 million students and spend more than $590 million a year on food. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Can you hear it? The sizzle of a steak on the grill. There's nothing better. May is National Beef Month, and the Mid-America Ag Network would like to give a shout-out to all of the hardworking families who raise the delicious and nutritious beef for our tables. There are 29 cuts of beef that are certified lean or extra lean, giving you an awesome punch of protein with less than 4.5 grams of saturated fat and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5-ounce serving. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. This Mid-America Ag Network Beef Month message is brought to you by
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Sugar Creek Sales in Partridge, Kansas, your continuous fencing, hay trailers, and portable grain bin headquarters. Call Sugar Creek Sales at 620-200-4412 for more information. Ottawa County Feeders in Minneapolis loves beef. Ottawa County Feeders. Central Livestock in South Hutchinson is a proud supporter of Kansas Beef. Join us for sale day every Tuesday at 10 a.m. in South Hutchinson. Central Livestock.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. While farmers across the Midwest are dealing with flooding, it is the aftermath of a blizzard that farmers and ranchers in the High Plains are dealing with. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
A couple of years back, the Weather Channel decided to start naming storms, domestic storms. Instead of just hurricanes getting names, storms would get names too. Well, the winter storm that blew through the High Plains recently was called Ursa. Ursa is Latin for bear. And boy, oh boy, that storm was a bear with crippling, destructive conditions from the Texas Panhandle to Nebraska, up through Colorado, Oklahoma, into Kansas. 70-mile-an-hour winds, snow drifts up to 8 feet high, leaving many regions with more than a foot of snow. Now, big spring snowstorms are common, but this one was unusually late in the season. Farmers and ranchers in the High Plains are continuing to assess damage and losses from that blizzard. The total impact will remain unknown for several weeks. Plus, thousands of cattle throughout the affected regions strayed during the blizzard. The storm was also expected to slow cattle gain and cause respiratory illnesses. A spokesperson for the Kansas Livestock Association said there are preliminary reports of death loss in both feeding facilities and pasture settings, but exact numbers will be difficult to collect. One report suggested that thousands of cattle were lost. The Livestock Association spokesperson said areas of western Kansas received 6 to 14 inches of snow, accompanied by north winds of 25 to 40 miles an hour, gusts up to 60 miles an hour. Drifting caused extensive road closures and power outages, which hampered livestock producers' efforts to keep cattle fed and watered. Lee Reeve is principal of Reeve Cattle Company in Garden City, Kansas, and president-elect of the Kansas Livestock Association. He told Bloomberg that losses were the greatest among younger animals, and a feedlot with 80,000 head of cattle north of Garden City lost more than 1,000 animals. He said the storm came on so fast, and he says it was the heaviest snow that he has ever seen. In Oklahoma, a state representative said many producers in Cimarron and Texas counties are still finding dead cattle in snowdrifts. Texas County is the largest agricultural producing county in Oklahoma, and Cimarron is the third largest. A veterinarian in that area says 2,000 to 3,000 head are estimated to be dead. That number could go higher because the thing with the blizzard is the cattle are breathing in that snow, and so there will be respiratory issues, including pneumonia, hitting those cattle in this next week or two. Colorado appeared to be the hardest hit among those states, with up to 25 inches of snow falling in some part, and the Colorado Farm Bureau is estimating the cattle death toll likely in the thousands. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 62 degrees, sunny skies in Marysville this morning. Be another warm one today. Highs approach the middle 80s. Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 11 Red Angus bred cows. Calve August 1st. 7 black first calf bred heifers. Calve in June. 14 black families, 200-pound black calves at sign, running age. 8 black and red families, 2 to 3-week-old calves at sign, running age. 15 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7. 10 black and red steers and heifers, 475 to 5 and a quarter. 30 black and red steers and heifers, 4 to 5. 29 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 86 black steers and heifers, 450 to 6. 10 Holstein steers weigh 400 pounds. 17 black steers and heifers, 4 to 8. 11 black and gelby steers and heifers weighing 650. 7 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 32 black and red steers at 7 to 750. 12 black heifers 6 to 7. 11 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 9 black steers and heifers 5 to 650. 20 black and white faced steers and heifers weigh 700 pounds. Those consignments online at Beatrice77.net selling today at Beatrice77 Livestock Sales.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Mike Clevenger, and four relievers.